about Dallas that gets your game up as well as your teammates?
Well, it's Dallas week. It's in the division. They've been playing great football. Obviously, got 11 wins already, and you know them well. What they're going to do. A lot of times they do a good job disguising, but you know what you're going to get. And we could have played better, obviously, but second half had a couple good drives, and outscored them 10-0 in the second half, and that's what we needed to win. Our defense played outstanding all day, and stopping the run, getting some pressure on Dak, and it was just one of those days. It was tough. Field was wet. You were getting some wet balls. A couple balls, just getting just enough wetness where, it's coming out of your hand funny. But it was one of those days where, we're going to have to run it a bunch and be patient with that and just hopefully, hit a couple big plays.
On the fumble that you had in that first half, was it a wet ball? You
slipped
like your head?
Yeah, just slipped out of my hand. Just slipped, moving. I thought I was going to have a shot for to hit Roger on a big play down the sideline and just flat out slipped right out of my hand. It was one of those deals. Kind of as you got drives going, the longer the drive, sometimes the wetter the ball, the more wet the ball got, just as it stayed in there, it wasn't getting substituted in and out.
Eli, what does it say about you guys? Not only that you won this game tonight, but you've beaten Dallas now twice this season.
Well, they're a good team. We know that. But it's just proud of the guys, proud of the way we fought. And again, just stay with it. Defense, kept us in the game, obviously. Kept getting turnovers, getting stops. Offensively, hey, we stayed patient. We had some mistakes. A couple turnovers that hurt us. But hey, just hung in there and kept fighting to the very end.
Is it about a guy like Odell who can have a couple of key drops, but then in one swoop just turn it right back around in his favor?
Yeah, he's a special player. You hit him in stride, good things happen. So we got to find ways to get him on the move, hit him on the run, and. Early on, they Dallas' defense did a good job getting some pressure, kind of, taking us out of rhythm and not be able to, get the ball down the field very, very much.
Eli, as a team leader and as a team captain, how do you prevent your guys from not getting too satisfied with this win and make sure they come out with as much fight as they did tonight, next week?
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. We know we still got a long journey ahead. We're still fighting for playoff spot, fighting for the division. So we got some tough games ahead of us, and obviously the next one, Detroit. So they're playing good football. They got 9 wins as well, I'm pretty sure. And so they're fighting for a playoff spot. And, so we got to make sure we handle our business and keep preparing and find ways to play better.
Well, Dallas having a rough evening. Two drops and even muffed the punt. Did you have to go say something to him? What do you say to him?
No, I didn't say anything to him. I know he's gonna make plays for us. He's gonna do a lot of good things. And again, I knew the conditions were tough. I was getting some wet balls. I'm sure they're trying to catch the wet balls. So that happens on these type of nights. And he was running the right routes and giving us opportunities. I knew eventually he'd make a big one.
You're looking forward to seeing Shane come back, but he ended up getting out of the game. How much did that you have to adjust without him for the game plan?
Not too much. We got our backs have done a good job. We had some third down stuff to have him in, or had 2 minute to have him in there. But Bobby Rainey and the other all the backs, they know what they're doing, and didn't have to adjust too much. Obviously, got to fix the turnovers. The two, ball slipping out of my hand. Had the fumble in the sack. Had the interception. Got to jump the curl. So we got to clean up those plays. Can't afford to turn the ball over, especially some of those were down, prevented us from scoring some points.
In the playoffs the last 4 years, how big a win is this?
Hey, it's a big win, but it's just because it's the next one, and we still got a lot of football left. Our season, we can't, we're not satisfied. Obviously, we know we gotta play better, but it was a big win after a tough loss last week, and to, get another win in the division, it was a good one. But we gotta keep fighting.
What does it say about you guys that you have the only 2 wins this season against the Cowboys?
It just says we got the only 2 wins versus the Cowboys. So I don't think we can look too much into it. Hey, they're a good team. We're a good team. We're doing some good stuff. So we gotta keep doing it. We gotta keep finding ways to win close football games.
Thank you.
Coach shared that the communication got a little, the machines went out a little bit. How did that affect you in that series?
We had kind of two series where they went out, one pretty long one, just trying to get to the sideline and just try to, figure out what he wanted. Odell was running in a few. I was kind of running down there. So we made it work and it didn't cause any issues.
You only had the one pick itself, and also a bunch of
your
interceptions.
Do
you feel fortunate that you came away without
the
four?
Always.
The defense is shutting an offense down like your guys did. How much does that frustrate the other team? You've been in the position in the way they shut, your defense shut you guys, your defense shut them down.
Well, their defense did a good job against us also. But, that's just our defense played outstanding. They did a great job getting turnovers, stopping the run, holding them to 7 points. They played it outstanding. That was a big-time performance, and, glad they could step up like that.
What do you think two wins over Dallas tell the rest of the NFC that, you guys are serious contenders?
I don't think of it that way. I'm worried about – we got to win. It was the next game. We're trying to fight for the playoffs, and we got to get ready for Detroit next week.
Obviously, you guys have had business to take care of here today, but when you guys play a night game and you watch teams fighting for the wild card, teams like Tampa Bay, Green Bay, Minnesota all win today, did that serve as any form of extra inspiration for you guys out there?
No, for us, we got to handle our business, and it's about us. We can't get caught up with what other teams are doing or, if they had all lost, it wouldn't make this game any difference. We were relaxed or made it not as important. All these next games are going to be important, and we got to find ways to pull out victories.
Do you feel like the offense made progress tonight?
Did some good stuff, but not scoring enough points. And it wasn't ideal out there, but we got to protect the ball better than we did tonight. All those guys are competing. They know what they're doing. They had, sometimes those guys get a jump, get a good rush. That's part of football.